Thank you, Chair. I am speaking on behalf of the International Organization of Employers. First, I would ask that the working group please refer to our previous comments on the use of the term victim, as those comments apply with equal force here. Likewise, we refer to our previous comments that the drafters should focus on the existing and collaboratively designed principles found at UNGP 25 and 26. Second, at Article 7.3c, there is reference to an imbalance of power between victims and business enterprises. We do not pretend to ignore that certain businesses can indeed be powerful, but this language presumes that business is more powerful than any other rights holder in all cases, and worse, that this presumed imbalance must be corrected by removing some of the rights that a business enterprise might have, including, for example, due process and confidentiality. If such rights are removed without regard to any factual or legal context, this is neither appropriate nor consensus-driven, nor does it portend a legitimate adjudicative process. Third, the language at Article 7.2b may also contravene the well-established doctrine of forum nonconvenience on the apparent and false assumption that this doctrine creates a legal, practical, or other obstacle. This doctrine is not an obstacle in any sense. It instead forms a foundational basis for a state sovereign duty to adjudicate disputes that concern matters and parties within its borders, while also ensuring that due consideration is made to the location of witnesses and evidence so that disputes can be properly adjudicated. We need to be unequivocal here, otherwise these foundational concepts will be supplanted by forum shopping. Finally, at Article 7.4d, the drafters continue to contemplate the reversal of the burden of proof. Much has already been said about this unfortunate provision. Simply put here, the drafters' continued insistence on this provision contravenes fundamental and well-settled principles of innocent until proven guilty, and that requiring an accused party to prove its innocence violates due process principles and fundamental notions of fairness in most jurisdictions. Thank you.